Today, underquoting rules. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, it may be hard to believe, but only now are the mainstream media catching up with the real estate agent's practice of underquoting, something which Edwin and I have been highlighting for months now in our rants, and which is rampant, especially in the Sydney market. Underquoting is the illegal practice of setting property price guides well below what the seller wants. In practice, it works like this. First, the agent provides a generous valuation to the vendor as part of winning the sale listing, which sets a too high expectation in the mind of the vendor in the first place. Second, during the campaign, a significantly lower price is communicated, often via price and application, to prospective purchasers with a view to getting more action and views. Then the agent has a difficult conversation with the vendor along the lines, purchasers' feedback is towards a lower price, and if it's a run-up to the auction, again, the agent wants more active bidders, so a lower price expectation helps to get more people to attend. Then sometimes at an auction, the momentum drives the price higher and above the initial expectations of purchasers, and sometimes the gap between the offer and the target is so great, so the property is passed in, and sometimes pressure from the agent can convince the seller to accept an offer well below the exalted expectations on day one. It's frankly a bit of a mess. In an ABC article today titled The Art of Price Baiting, How Real Estate Agents Lure Buyers to Auction, they say that on a single Saturday, the ABC witnessed multiple counts of underquoting at Sydney auctions. Online, a double-brick, three-bedroom duplex in Sydney's western suburbs was advertised at $1 million. At auction, the ABC was quoted $1.2 million, but the seller wanted over $1.3 million, and that is what they got. That practice of attracting buyers to an auction with property price guides well below what the seller wants is called underquoting or price baiting. Rules differ from state to state, but according to consumer law, it is illegal in Australia. On a single Saturday in Sydney's western and inner west, the ABC witnessed multiple counts of underquoting at auctions. In Punchbowl, a property sold for 31% more than its online guide price. In Burwood, a multi-million dollar home sold 28% higher than its online guide. 3 days after the auction, the online guide was increased by $1 million, reducing the margin to 3%. In Belmore, a five-bedroom house went 15% over the guide, but it did not sell because the vendor wanted more. Hopeful homeowners told the ABC it was demoralizing and exhausting, repeatedly attending unaffordable auctions. Buying agents said it was part of the game, while selling agents blamed demand, bad apples, and pressure from sellers. In the ABC article, they discussed Henry Patterson, who in 2020 founded a web app called Koala Data, now Homer, that tracks the pricing journey of every single Australian property that makes it to market. This year alone, Mr. Patterson found that over 220 individual selling agents whose guide prices average more than 10% under the property's final sale price. Almost 6% of those were in New South Wales, particularly Sydney's western inner west. Mr. Patterson told the ABC that although demand explained some of those guide to sale price hikes, the data showed price baiting was a widespread behavioural problem. On Saturday, Mr. Patterson said, of the 287 properties sold in New South Wales, half went at least 10% over their guide price. This, of course, leads then to the overheated reporting of prices exceeding expectations, which runs in the mainstream media and online portals every weekend, which also, of course, further amplifies the deception. At the Belmore auction, there were two bidders and dozens of observers. The price rose quickly. One bidder dropped off. The auctioneer called first, second, and third time, then stated, "We're just getting instructions." The ABC spoke to several buying agents who all said this was code for the offer not meeting reserve. That was true for Belmore. 2 minutes after the highest bidder was sent inside to close the deal, he walked out the gate, shook his head and uttered, to the ABC passed in. I can't believe it. They say 1.5 and I offered 1.72 and they pass it. Sydney-based buying agent Frank Russo told the ABC that it was highly misleading and unethical for selling agents to quote prices that they knew full well the vendor wanted much more. However, he respected they had a job to do. He said the onus was on buyers to read up and do their own research if they wanted to avoid poor financial decisions and wasted weekends attending auctions outside of their price range. I don't think you needed to be a genius or an expert with years and years of experience to get a rough idea where this property logically sits in the current market and then understand that that price guide they're giving is not accurate, Russo said. In New South Wales, agents caught underquoting could be fined up to $22,000, lose commissions, and lose their licence. In a statement, New South Wales Fair Trading Minister Alunak Shevenilong said that the practice of price baiting was unlawful, bad for buyers, and harmful for the industry. The government has made no secret of the fact that we need stronger underquoting laws to protect consumers and crack down on real estate agents who want to do the wrong thing. In New South Wales, he said. And he said that the government established an $8.4 million task force to tackle the problem and plan to announce more changes soon. Now, of course, the truth is the authorities are completely unable to police the industry and many agents are willing to take the risk of underquoting to gain a sale at any price. They are, after all paid on commission for a successful transaction. And with prices now so high, thanks to poor public policy for decades, they're laughing all the way to the bank. The truth is that both prospective vendors and purchasers would do well to do their own independent research, and indeed we offer postcode level tools which can assist. Data on the public portals are highly distorted, and real price data is lagged because settlement can typically take more than 40 days after a sale is agreed. Which, by the way, is one reason why the government's claims that prices are booming because of the 1 October first home buyer changes is, well, pure baloney. But the spectre of underquoting is real and people are being tricked. This does indeed need to be stamped out, so buyers, beware. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.